أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قال الذين يظنون أنهم ملاقوا الله كم من فئة قليلة غلبت فئة كثيرة بإذن الله والله مع الصابرين. We read that when the Bani Israel disobeyed Allah, Allah Ta'ala then sent Jalut, which was a big monster, a big giant, and very powerful over them, who desecrated their places of worship, even desecrated the Torah, and he subjected them to great humiliation, taking their little children, boys and girls, and making slaves out of them. Then the Bani Israel thought, and they went to the Nabi of that time, Shemuel alayhi salam, and asked him that he must make dua and appoint a ruler over them behind whom they can rally and make jihad. There was details about that, but finally they disrespected him and the decision Allah had given, and because of that they were put through a trial that they will cross a river, they will feel very thirsty, the water of the river will be very tempting, but they must not drink. However, the vast majority of them drank of the water and they failed. A few of them, 313, had passed, and from them were those who drank very little, which they were permitted. But better was that they did not drink a drop also. However, after they crossed, they met the army of Jalut now. It was a huge army of over 100,000. And they were only 313. And then the weaker ones who drank of the water, they said that لَا طَاقَةَ لَنَا الْيَوْمَ بِجَالُوتَ وَجُنُودِ. We cannot fight Jalut. He's such a huge person himself, so strong and mighty, and an army of over 100,000, and we are only 313. But however, those who did not drink of that water, Allah, they did not get the physical strength at that time, but Allah gave them great spiritual strength and great physical strength also. The iman was increased very greatly, that they were so few in number, even less than 313, besides those who drank a little bit. They were so few. Then they said, قَالَ الَّذِينَ يَظُنُّونَ أَنَّهُمْ مُلَاقُ اللَّهِ. کہنے لگے وہ لوگ جن کو خیال تھا کہ ان کو اللہ سے ملنا ہے. Those people who knew that they are going to meet Allah Ta'ala. Their yaqeen was, and our matter is with Allah Ta'ala. They did not look at dunya, the forces of dunya, the asbab of this dunya. Their eyes were fixed on Allah Ta'ala. And that is what a mu'min should strive on. All the time look at Allah, His commandments. So there we should see, we discovered how quickly we all turned and we looked at what the government wanted us to do. And we followed their commands, and Allah's command we forgot. The sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam we forgot. So those people whose eyes were fixed on Allah and they knew that Allah is the all-powerful, they explained and encouraged the weaker ones and told them, كَمْ مِنْ فِيَةٍ قَلِيلَةٍ غَلَبَتْ فِيَةً كَثِيرَةً بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ. ہار ہا تھوڑی جماعت غالب ہوئی ہی بڑی جماعت پر اللہ کے حکم سے. وَاللَّهُ مَعَ الصَّابِرِينَ. اور اللہ صبر کرنے والوں کے ساتھ ہے. They say, don't you see that how many times it happened that a small group overpowered a huge group, and all that by the command of Allah. When they kept the gazes on Allah, their trust was on Allah. Allah doesn't need numbers. Allah doesn't need artillery and warfare and all those things. Allah needs yaqeen and trust on Allah Ta'ala. Those who have that, today also, whatever is circumstances we are in, whatever halat, but a person turns to Allah, Allah helps that person. It can be not only the government of the country, but the governments of the world put together. But a person, he has got Allah on his side, what can all the governments also do? They can do absolutely nothing. It is for us to build our connection with Allah, to have trust on Allah and believe in Allah, and then see the help of Allah. But if we think our help is from the government, they're not going to support our deen, they are out to destroy our deen. We want to make them happy, and then they are not going to make our deen alive, they're going to kill our deen. So our priorities also gone totally wrong, and unfortunately that's the condition of our religious leaders also, that their eyes are also on the government, must please the government, etc., must please the people, must be please the public, etc. The public got no power whatsoever. The people got no power. It is Allah alone. And we forget our very basic La ilaha illallah. That Allah alone is the doer of everything. We forget that, and we think that we have to consider people. We have to consider our circumstances. So however, when this had happened now, and the war now took place, and the way of warfare at that time previously was that one person of the enemy will come out and ask, is there anyone who is prepared to fight me? Then one person will come out from the other side, and then they will fight. And after that, the war actually takes place, the fighting between all the people. وَلَمَّا بَرَزُوا لِجَالُوتَ وَجُنُودِهِ اور جب سامنے ہوئے جالوت کے اور اس کے فوجوں کے and when they now faced جالوت and his army, the two armies stood in front of one another. جالوت, the big tyrant leader, a big, huge, strong, very strong person, a giant, and with his army of over 100,000. And on this side, Talut, with his people of about 313. Now the war was going to take place. And then they made dua to Allah at that time also. قَالُوا رَبَّنَا أَفْرِغْ عَلَيْنَا صَبْرًا تو بولے اے رب ہماری ڈال دے ہماری دلوں میں صبر او اللہ تعالیٰ pour in our hearts صبر افریق like water is poured over something pour صبر now we are very very much in need of you if we look at ourselves we are only 313 we are weak people and a very strong army of 100,000 with Jalut as their leader and a big giant and very strong person without making sabr and trusting on you we cannot do anything so you pour sabr in our hearts we will be facing very very adverse conditions and we cannot do anything without your help وَثَبِّتْ أَقْدَامَنَا اور جمعے رکھ ہمارے پاؤں and keep our firm keep us steadfast keep our legs rooted today with small things our legs get lifted up and we're just small people any person tell us something we get influenced by that we need the help of Allah to be steadfast وَانْصُرْنَا عَلَى الْقَوْمِ الْكَافِرِينَ اور مدد کر ہماری اس کافر قوم پر and help us against this nation of the kuffar of Talu of Jalut who is destroying deen and oh Allah you help us against him فَحَزَمُهُمْ بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ پھر شکست دی انہوں نے جالوت کے لشکر کو اللہ کے حکم سے then they defeated جالوت by the command of Allah though they were very little 313 only and they were over 100,000 they were very strong and they were outwardly very weak but by the command of Allah and that is where we must keep our gazes whatever conditions come on us let us not be influenced by people or things we keep our eyes on Allah Ta'ala in the army of Talut there was Dawood alayhi salam who was not a Nabi still at that time with his six brothers he also came in this battle and he was the youngest of the six as he was moving going towards the battle one stone spoke out to him and told him take me with you and use me to destroy Jalut after he took that stone just a stone after that another stone spoke the same way and a third stone all he had with him in his little bag he put the three stones and when he went and fight without any armor also no sword, nothing, and he's going to fight. And when Jalut came out, the first person, and then there was a combat between the two people, he said, send out somebody to fight me. Dawood alayhi salam, who was not a Nabi at that time, he went out with no armor he was wearing, with no sword, nothing to fight, just with his little bag in which he had his three stones and something like a caterpillar. That is all. So Jalut told him also, where are you going to fight me? And he was a person, small built also. He was outwardly very weak, small built. And Jalut was strong and mighty. And he said, you have come to fight me with your three stones. Where can you fight me? He took that caterpillar off his foot, one stone, and aimed it at the head of Jalut. It went through his head and all his brains came out immediately. And he took a sword from somebody and then severed his head. And there the battle was over already. With just that little bit. So this is when we trust in Allah. Allah is not in need of all the warfare that we use. Allah does not need any of our strategies. Allah needs our iman on Him and our trust on Him. And this is not that happened so many years, thousands of years ago. Now in Afghanistan, in front of our eyes, we see it happened again, where the whole world's alliance with America and NATO all came against the Taliban. But when they put their trust in Allah, they defeated them also. And they had to leave Afghanistan with their tails between their legs, completely humiliated in front of the eyes of the people, which is called a superpower. They destroyed them completely. And in this way, وَقَتَلَ دَعُودُ جَعْلُوتَ or مَارْ دَعْلَ دَعُودْ نَ جَعْلُوتُ. And Allah Ta'ala made it that Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam had killed Jalut. Then in return, Talut, the ruler of the Muslims, he was so happy. He married his daughter to Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam. And after that, as we will read, Allah gave him Nabuwat also. Then Allah made him his Nabi also. So at that time, he was still not the Nabi of Allah. But he had his full trust in Allah. And those few people who put their trust in Allah, and Allah is not in need of the majority also. Allah is not in need of power, outward power. Allah needs Iman and Islam. Allah needs trust in Allah Ta'ala. And today, that is what we lack. We've got everything else, but we lack that trust in Allah. So Allah bless us and let us. Thus we read, all of us read Quran Sharif. We listen to this in the Taraweeh. We are reading it now, explaining it. But the necessity is that reality must come into our lives. And then see the help of Allah Ta'ala. Allah give us all tawfiq and guide us to righteousness. Subhanallah.